morning, guys. So, of course, it's me again. I feel like I have not been on the podcast in a minute. But I wanted to get on here and kind of share something that I was just kind of thinking about as I was driving to work today. And that's just kind of staying focused. You know, I talk about that a lot because that's an area that I, you know, have to deal with and address within myself. But just staying focused and staying consistent. And so I was kind of looking back on some of the writings that I had, just kind of, you know, looking at what God shared with me to share with people and to, you know, took aside for myself for later. And one of the most amazing things about it was it was so relevant to the moment I was in, like, you know, something I was reading last night that God gave me in 2016 was so relevant to, you know, June 19th, 2019, you know, it was so, I mean, just right on, spot on. And so I say that to say, you know, lately I've been feeling, you know, like my consistency or my focus has been trying to waver, especially with, quote unquote, just not really the lack of, because I have been getting encouragement, so I don't want to say it like that, but sometimes you have this mental picture of what you expect people should do and how you expect people to respond, and when they don't, it kind of makes you want to pull back. And so, kind of, you know, keeping my ego in check, because that's what it is. It's my ego. Keeping my ego in check and just kind of, you know, staying focused and consistent. But what I realized was so often we try to reinvent the wheel. We try to do something totally different, totally, you know, when we try to restart something, we try to go back to, okay, well, let me restart it and do it like this and do it. Sometimes what we need to just do is just restart. And not try to change what God had given us to do. Just restart it. You know, it didn't fail, not because, you know, the idea he gave you wasn't, you know, relevant or wasn't important or something that, you know, can be beneficial to you and other people. It wasn't that. It was that you stopped for whatever reason. And so once you restart, you're not putting yourself back in position to receive and experience the manifestation of what God promised you. I wrote the other day and I was just talking about just really leaving a legacy. And what happens is we get discouraged in trying to make, or I don't want to say make your name great, because God will make your name great, but we get discouraged on the path of purpose. And the enemy allows that discouragement and that frustration to, you know, he uses that to try to get us to stop. And then he uses shame to keep us from starting back. And so from there, he tries to kill the legacy that God has within you, you know, that he wants you to accomplish for, you know, not just for this generation, but as a legacy is for generations to come. So my encouragement is, you know, sometimes we try to go back to the drawing board and say, well, this didn't work, so let me revamp this whole idea. And the reality of it is, it didn't work, not because the idea was faulty, but your overall application of it was, because you stopped doing what God told you to do. So my encouragement today is just get back on to doing what God told you to do. He'll give you wisdom on how to function in it, you know, but if he gave you that idea, the idea itself won't completely change. You know what I'm saying? It will evolve, but it won't completely change. So just restart whatever God told you to do. And don't get discouraged, because people will be excited about it for, you know, in the beginning. And then they'll kind of fall off on their excitement. And what I realized is sometimes that's just what people expect of you. I heard this great analogy about, you know, LeBron James and some of the things that he does or has done within his career, but it's not really highlighted anymore because it's LeBron James. So everything he does is great. So Whereas one statistic would be considered amazing for anybody else because it's LeBron James, it's like, oh, yeah, he just dropped 60 points. Like, I mean, it's nothing. You know, it's because it's LeBron James. So sometimes people are not giving you that quote unquote love and encouragement, not because they don't want to or not because, you know, they're hating or anything. It's just almost like it's expected. That's what they expect of you. And so it's kind of become a mainstay for them. So they don't always think to encourage you about it. So just stay encouraged. Here I am to encourage you to be encouraged. So that's all I wanted to say. I hope I didn't jump around too much, and I hope you were able to receive, you know, the wisdom behind it. It's just stay encouraged, stay focused, stay pushing, restart wherever you are. Be honest with yourself and go from there. You know, if you realize that you have taken an idea God has given you and completely changed it into something that was more mainstream or something completely different than what God told you to do, then go back to the drawing board and put back into place what God told you to do and how He told you to do it. And if, you know, you just hadn't started, then start. Wherever you are, just be honest with yourself and go from there. We just miss it because we just refuse to kind of step outside of our comfort zone, step outside of what's familiar with us, and what society deems, you know, familiar and comfortable, the confines that they wish to have us in. So don't ever let that be your plight or your, I want to say like plateau. You keep pushing, you keep going, because the things that God wants to do in you and through you and for you are so great that you really can't comp you really won't be able to comprehend it until you're actually in it. And even then, you won't even really get the totality of what He has called you to be. So thank you guys. Continue to support, continue to show your love. I appreciate you. Continue to pray for me. I love you. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month. Have an amazing year. You know, right? Just be amazing.